Good evening, everybody out there in the radio land of DFW. Welcome to the Boys Power Hour. I am Positive C. Over there is Jim the Brain Box Store and Quiz.
All right.
Yes, and we're okay. Let's not bury the lead. We're gonna start off really a bunch of fire tonight because we have a lot to get to. So the lead is we are missing somebody today. I mean, Will Viler or Shotwell is over there.
Obviously.
But there's somebody who isn't here.
Who's that?
Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Our female girl that actually hangs out with us because we have females that like us. Yeah,
you're right. She's not in her chair.
See? Okay, look over here.
That's just not her being a vampire either.
If you're on Facebook Live right now checking out the Boys Power Hour, you're seeing an empty space over here where normally Cassie Hollywood Wilson is, but she's on suspension right now. She said some very volatile things last week, and we had to go ahead and remove her from the show for a couple of weeks. She's in Alaska right now on punishment. In her place.
Sitting on an iceberg.
Yes,
because she cools off.
Yeah, because she was on fire. Hot opinions last week. So instead of this empty space, we have filled this empty space with a man, a myth, a legend, West AAA, because I can't say his last name. Abadadejo, say hello right there. That guy right there is one of the best musicians in the DFW that you probably haven't heard of, but you're going to hear a lot from him tonight because he is our special guest all night. Say hi, West.
You have to get up on the microphone,
thanks,
bro.
Yeah, hi, y'all. Sorry.
It also
sorry.
Says that it's on cough right now, according to his light here. So
yeah, we might want to get West turned on over there anyway.
He is so turned on. I can hear hi. Him.
Okay. Well, it just says cough on his mic, so.
Anyway, but since West is here, we will be talking more to him about him and what he does out there in the DFW music world. We'll also be playing some games and having some other fun stuff here on the Boys Power Hour. But first and foremost, we want to get to know who West is. West, give us your best Reader's Digest example of who you are. Give us an explanation of what West Abadadejo or West AA is.
Well, since I've never read a Reader's Digest, I'm going to just say that I'm a guy who plays music. I write songs and make pictures.
Where do you play that music?
You can always find me every Wednesday over at the Hideout. That's my home away from home, I guess, whenever it comes to playing music.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Hideout at? Where's the Hideout
It's in North Richland Hills off of Euless Bedford Road. And that's every Wednesday night from 10 o'clock till close. I'll be there performing. And it's also an open mic, so come out and, you know,
definitely
show us
your
talent.
Yeah.
Now, we got some, you know, we have some serious questions for you because you're a serious, serious person. We know you as someone who doesn't joke around much. You're all about the business and you're never really about anything fun. So I really wanted to start with something hard hitting because this is our best prepared show that we've ever done as a group, even without Cassie. So, and we've prepared these questions to be amazing. The first question we have for you, and this is going to be a hard one. Describe your sound without using the words punk or folk. Yeah.
Well, I like to consider myself a poet who uses his guitar as a vehicle for his poetry, and I mean, I don't have the best singing voice in the world, but I attempt to sing the hell out of my songs. If I could describe my music, I guess we would call it indie rock, which stands for an independent sound. Or maybe Americana, just rock and roll in general, with an acoustic guitar.
Okay,
nice,
okay.
Nice. I'd agree with that. So what's influenced you as a musician? Like, what's gotten you where you're at? What makes you want to play the git fiddle?
Well, I guess what really got me into it was skating. I've always skated growing up, and also, my father was always in bands. He was a drummer for a very long time, so
really?
I've always been around other musicians and stuff like that. And the first thing I learned how to play was drums. But all I wanted to do was skate and surf and just do all sorts of extreme stuff that would damage my body. And the kind of music that they would play at these kind of skate parks and stuff kind of turned me on to playing punk rock and whatnot. And then I stopped skating so much because whenever I hurt my wrists and I hurt myself, I can't play my guitar. So I just kind of replaced skating with music.
Well, do you want to give us a little bit, because we're going to hear a lot more from West all night, but we want to give the people out there a little chance to get a little taste of your sound right now, the sound that you try to describe. So you should go ahead and grab a little guitar back there and get yourself all warmed up, because we're going to take a little listen to what West has to give us right now. What song are you going to play for us right at first?
I'm going to play a song called Long Friday Night.
All right, nice. For sure. This is West Abildejo. This is his, I guess, his radio debut on Talk Radio 1190.
Right, he's
performed at, he's played for us before, right?
He's played here for us, yeah.
Yeah.
He's played the boys for us.
Exactly. But. So this is his boys debut, but it's his debut for Talk
right
Radio
here on
1190.
The boys.
Yes.
He's debuting for 1190 with the Zaboy show.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. This is West.
It's some sort of debut.
With Long Friday Night.
Drove home early on Saturday morning from a long Friday night, nothing going as planned. Well, I got too drunk again and pissed off all my friends. Well, I'm pretty sure I just quit my own band. Well, I woke up in my car with it running, a warm drink still firm in my hand. With my smokes on the floor and my head feeling sore, filled with thoughts, so what the hell just happened? Well, I'm getting good at being bad from spending all my time practicing getting worse. Soon someday we'll all be dead, so we should try to live this life a little first. And if I second guess myself, I'll kick every thought I think into reverse. I am is all I am. It's not a game, it's not an act, it's not a curse. It could be worse, I could be worse. We could all be worse. I just quit my own band. Well, I woke up in my car with it running, a warm drink still firm in my hand. With my smokes on the floor and my head feeling sore, filled with thoughts, what the hell just happened? Well, I'm getting good at being bad from spending all my time practicing getting worse. Soon someday we'll all be dead, so we should try to live this
song.
That was great. That's one of actually our group as a friend group. We know Wes pretty personally. As a friend group, that's one of our favorite songs out there, the hangout. And on long Friday nights, Saturday nights, Sunday nights, whenever we're all together, we love hearing that song Wednesdays, whatever. All right, this is the Boys Power Hour. We're live here at West Abildejo, West AA. He's hanging out with us all night. Next segment, we're going to play a game. One of the Boys' favorite games is Who Would You Rather? Yeah, we're going to have some fun with that. Also, we'll hear some more West Abildejo. We'll hear some more from us, and I don't know, we might play some more fancy music here on Talk Radio 1190. Go to the Boys, go to facebook.com/TheBoys Media Network and hang out with us there. See you guys. We'll be back later.
local music in North Texas has a voice, and you can hear it Saturday nights on The Local Lounge. Join me, your host, Zach Killian, as I bring in musicians, directors, and local talent as they discuss humble beginnings, rock star moments, and how to make it in today's local music scene. It's The Local Lounge, Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30, only on Talk Radio 1190.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's Prozvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of Prozvent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with Prozvent.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Savoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have showers late and a low around 47. Then tomorrow, cloudy skies and a high around 55. Those of you that are listening, you should go out to the Domus tonight in Deep Ellum with us. We're going to be there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
This is water. Can you feel this, Helen? Yes, water! Helen, it's water!
Deaf and blind, Helen Keller overcame her world of darkness. Foresight, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
All aboard!
Woo! We are back here on Talk Radio 1190. This is the Boys Power Hour. And we're throwing it over to your man, Positive C.
Yes, we are the Zaboys. Wes AA is hanging out with us tonight. Cassie Hollywoods Wilson is not here. That's because she's suspended and trapped in Alaska right now. Hopefully, she'll make her way back down here before the next time we have a show. If not,
ice caps are melting that quickly.
The ice caps are. Is that what she's up there doing? Is she up there melting the ice caps?
No, she's protecting them.
We stuck her tongue to one so that she couldn't escape within 1 week. And as it melts, she'll finally be able to come back.
Because she's got 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think of horrible torture plans, guys.
Oh, God, that's going to be terrible. Well, if you're thinking of stuff like that, you should be thinking...
It was that or a spanking.
...about our next game. Because our next game is a boy's favorite. It's called Who Would You Rather? And it's a game you guys have all played at the bar every time you go out to the bar. Who would you rather...
Jennifer Lawrence.
You know, take... Okay, yes, Jennifer Lawrence is
that's
probably
mine.
Everyone's answer.
Yeah. Anna Kendrick.
Who would you rather smack in the face? That's the question I was going to ask. Who would you rather smack in the face? Okay, good.
You got me.
Right,
right now, Thorny.
Right now, Thorny, for wanting to smack Jennifer Lawrence in the face. But so we play this game, Wes. We want you to answer these. Everyone at home, answer these too. Play along at home.
Hit on Facebook.
And go on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/TheBoysMediaNetwork and give us your who would you rathers, and maybe we'll read them on the air at the same time and ask those questions too. Actually, go to Twitter too. Go to @TheBoysMedia on Twitter and ask us there.
Or call us at 214-817-787-1190 and ask us as well.
Yes.
Oh, you know what we forgot to do?
What?
A lovely happy birthday for Brad.
Oh, yes. Okay. We did bury another lead. It is the guitarist of Get Conformity, the band I'm actually in. It's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Brad.
Happy birthday, Bradley.
But don't call.
Happy birthday to you. We'll see you tomorrow, Brad. But right now, it's time to play Who Would You Rather. And do you guys want to go TV or do you guys want to go music for the first Who Would You Rather?
I'm letting Wes choose. He's the new
one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess we'll start with music.
All right, let's start with some music. Okay. This is a good question, right? Okay. Who would you rather perform in front of to get a record deal while you're hungover? While you're very, very hungover. Simon Cowell. Okay, you know, the X Factor, you know, what's called American Idol.
I thought he was
Idol.
American Idol, not X Factor. Was he X Factor?
He did both.
He did X Factor as well.
Yeah. Phil Spector, if you guys don't know who he is, he was a world-famous record producer who was a psychopath and crazy and would fire guns in the recording studio while people were playing. So Phil Spector holding a pistol.
Yeah.
Or cool. Suge Knight with two of his bodyguards. Who would you rather perform in front of to get a record deal hungover? West, we're going to start with you.
Shoot. You know, I don't like any of those options.
That's the point, really.
I guess I would go with the dude with the gun. Because, you know, I don't Suge know
Knight?
Him. And
no, sorry.
No, not Suge Knight.
Phil Spector.
The other guy with the gun.
Yeah. Phil Spector.
The white guy with the gun. Always go with the white guy.
I don't know him, but I feel like he'd vibe with me.
Okay.
Right. I agree with you, actually. That's exactly who I would choose. Be Phil Spector with a gun.
Phil Spector with a gun?
I think maybe it'd be a fun gun instead of a insane gun.
Okay. There's an obvious answer to this. It's Simon Cowell. He's not going to shoot you. Like, there's an 80% chance that Phil Spector shoots you. There's a 35% chance that Suge Knight shoots you. There's a 90% chance his bodyguard shoots you. So you go with the one that won't shoot you. It's Simon Cowell.
I'm always ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I guess the one that's not going to shoot me, I'm with that. But Simon Cowell is going to make you feel awful about yourself.
It's going to make you want to shoot yourself.
Yeah, so no matter what, I guess we're all dying.
We're all going to die in this situation. That's awful. All right, so this is actually not a who would you rather, the next one. It's a what would you rather. And we're going to start with you again, West. What would you rather sit and binge watch for all of eternity?
This sounds like a torment in hell.
It could be. Would you rather watch Friends?
Oh.
Okay.
That ain't too bad.
Would you rather watch South Park?
That ain't too bad.
Or would you rather watch CSI?
South Park all day long.
South Park all day long?
Well, first off, there's way more episodes and seasons to watch in South Park to, you know, so you don't get tired.
Okay, yeah.
Versus both those shows, so.
I don't know. CSI has a lot of episodes.
Well, they've got a lot of
more than South Park.
It depends on, are you just going plain CSI? Are you talking CSI Miami, CSI San
all
Francisco,
the CSIs,
whatever?
Right?
Let's go all the CSIs. Let's go all the CSIs. So you're still sticking South Park there?
I'm sticking South Park all day long because you get a little bit of CSI out of South Park. You get a little bit of everything out of South Park.
Jim.
I feel like we've all been binge-watching Friends since, you know, we were six anyway, since the WB, but I'm still going with Friends.
Still going with Friends. Violator?
I'm going to have to go with South Park as well because, well, it's a guilty pleasure.
And I'm sorry, I'm going with CSI.
Oh, man.
Just because if you go with all the CSIs, you know how long it's going to take to get back to that first CSI that you watched?
You finally forgot
about
it.
Yeah, but you know, as soon as you watch the first one, you don't want to watch anymore.
Oh, exactly. God. I guess I'm living like an old person. Because apparently old people really love CSI.
Let's binge watch Matlock.
Well, they all tell the same story every single time.
That's the other one.
I'm going to miss Murder, She Wrote.
No one should ever miss Murder, She Wrote.
Somebody put on Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
That's an American. Murder, She Wrote is an American treasure, guys. Leave me alone. All right. So do we want to go with James? Do you have a who would you rather?
No, I actually got a what would you rather.
Ah!
So what would you rather do? Live James Brown? No.
People say.
What would you rather do? Live through 2016 all over again or live in the Great Depression?
Ooh.
That sounds awful.
Ooh. Who are you starting with?
Whoever wants to go, go ahead.
I would totally rather live now. Speaking from just a black man purposes, the 1920s weren't the best time for me. Just saying, like, unless I knew jazz, I probably would, like, right. It probably wouldn't be the best time for me to be alive. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. So, yes, 2016, no matter what the racial things happening in 2016 are, it is a lot better than freaking 1920. Just saying. just really being honest.
I didn't even think about it from that perspective.
Yeah, exactly. How many people do?
I think 2016 would be a lot funnier to relive through if I already knew about it in the first place, so I could sit and giggle about everything.
True, true. I agree with that. West, what you got?
I'm kind of torn both ways, honestly. I mean, living through the Great Depression, yeah, that would suck because we have a lot less privileges than we do today.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that would be the best time for my music to actually advance in life.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
And I was wrong on a decade in 1930s. My fault, guys. It's not the 20s.
Still good.
But still.
It was in the 20s, like 1929.
But, I mean, 2016, doing that again, especially if you knew what you knew from 2016.
About Harambe.
You know what I mean? That's really cool. You could go off and make a bunch of money betting on sporting events.
Ooh, what?
All sorts of stuff.
Wait, so this is a time travel thing, wait?
You could go back in time.
Apparently it is now.
To 1996 and put money on the 2016 Cubs. That's where you'd make the money right there.
Right?
You put down some money.
All.
Exactly. Be a bazillionaire.
Everybody would be like, no
We're
way.
Going
it's
back.
Not going
to
happen.
Back to the future.
Oh, man, I've watched too much Terminator 2 lately. I've been all time traveled
so, yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm torn. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I really can't answer that question.
After this great debate here, I'm torn too now.
Okay, answer this one. This is probably my favorite who would you rather question, because it's kind of, I don't know, it gives you something to give back to somebody too. Okay? So who would you rather cage fight? Who would you rather cage fight?
Mm-hmm.
A little person or a midget? I don't know if you can say midget on the radio. Person who is a black belt and, you know, in any type of jiu-jitsu or something like that. A blind MMA fighter who's amazing, like an absolute MMA god, except he's blind, or someone whose their dying wish was to be in a cage fight. They could have no skills, they could have all the skills, but they really are dying, and their dying wish is to be in a cage fight. Who would you rather fight?
Dying wish in a cage
fight.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer to me.
Just to give back. It's Christmas,
you
know?
Yeah, it's
Let's
a give-back thing.
Good.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm like pretty sure he wouldn't be able to fight for nothing. So, like,
but
go
I don't
to
know.
Town.
His dying wish. He's literally fighting almost for his life. This is his last fight.
Well, him winning
this
fight.
This might be the first fight I win.
He's got stage 4 cancer, can barely move, but he's like, I want to do this.
I'm going to kick your butt, buddy, and you're going to love it, because that's what you asked
for.
About.
Oh, okay, it's getting dark again.
I'm sorry.
I think I do the same thing. I totally think I do the same thing, because first off, I don't never want to fight a midget. I just don't.
That'd be cool.
No, that's not cool. Yeah, exactly, because think about this. If you beat a midget up, that's not cool. You
I'm
beat up a midget,
sure
dude.
We
like,
reached
screw
the midget quota as,
thanks to...
for as much as we can say midget.
Okay, and think about this. Think about if you get beat up by one. That's not cool either. You just got beat up by a little person, so there's no reason to ever fight one of those, and blind people should never be fighting either, because that's just weird.
I have no shame. I do both.
We have no shame here at Talk Radio 1190. Call 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190 and join us and tell us about your most shameful experience and why you don't care about it. Yeah, go to @theboys_media on Instagram and share us pictures of your most shameful moments, and we'll share ours later on. We are the Boys Power Hour. West Abledejo is here. He's going to hang out with us and play some more music. Me, the Brain Box, and Violator are here. Cassie's in Alaska. We will be right back after these break, and we'll talk to West some more and see what's in his nose as we pick his brain.
Mm-hmm. You just see me picking my nose? I guess I didn't know.
Merry Christmas, folks. Crazy Gun Dealer here, and I love Christmas time. so I'm going to give you two below-cost gun specials just for Christmas. I have AR-15s for $3.99 and Taurus 9mm Slims for just $1.99. Both of these are way below dealer cost. I just ask you to buy ammo and holsters. And as always, every gun still comes with free CHO classes, free lifetime warranty, free range membership, and free test firing. Plus, if we don't already have the best gun price you've found anywhere, we'll beat any price gun to gun, or we'll just give you the gun for free, because nobody wants your gun business more than a crazy gun dealer in Alvarado. Check us out at crazygundealer.com. Follow our crazy deals by texting crazy to 24587 or give us a call at 855-329-4867. That's 855-329-GUNS. And remember, if you need to sell or get a loan on any guns this Christmas season, we always pay loan and trade more for your used guns.
All offers and promotions subject to change or restrictions. See store for complete details.
If you spend nights waking up to go to the bathroom, can't sit through an entire movie, or just have trouble peeing, you could be suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you're like 50% of adult males, it's frustrating to deal with the urgency, weak stream, or discomfort of urination. And then there's that diminished sex drive. But here's the good news. Now there's a major breakthrough to help get this under control. It's Prozvent, a doctor-formulated blend of natural, high-quality herbs and nutrients specifically designed to promote the overall health of your prostate. And it's guaranteed to provide relief within 30 days with no harmful side effects. Call 800-685-8526 to get a free bottle of Prozvent with your order. Or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Order today and also get a free bottle of Ultimax, the male enhancement formula for sexual vitality. Just call 800-685-8526 or go to yourfreebottle.com. Take back control with Prozvent.
Grab your ugliest holiday sweater and get ready for the Ugly Sweater Run, Saturday, December 10th in Arlington, benefiting one warm coat. Find out more at theuglysweaterrun.com.
Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry, and I love real estate. Always have. I owned a real estate brokerage firm. And to me, real estate is a great investment strategy. It's a great retirement strategy. And if you want to learn more, there's a great show that comes on Monday through Friday right here called The Del Walmsley Show. It's the Del Walmsley Radio Show. You want to learn more about being an informed investor? You're going to love it.
Listen to The Del Walmsley Show Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 1190.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have showers late and a low around 47. Then tomorrow, cloudy skies and a high around 55. Those of you that are listening, you should go out to the Domus tonight in Deep Ellum with us. We're going to be there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
This is water. Can you feel this, Helen? Yes, water! Helen, it's water!
Deaf and blind, Helen Keller overcame her world of darkness. Foresight, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back here to Talk Radio 1190. I am Jim the Brain Box Lornquist, throwing it over to Positive C here for the boys.
Yes, and we are back, and normally in this spot we reserve the trend where we go hashtagging everything that's awesome in the internet, but we're awesome on the internet.
Yes, we are.
And so is the guy we have in studio, West A.A.
Yes,
he's awesome on the internet, and we've been hanging out with him all evening. He's been talking with us and playing games and whatnot.
Ticking
but
our
his
ears.
The reason why he's here is because he's a musician, or a musician or a magician.
Both.
He's a magic.
He's a magical.
A few magic tricks.
Yeah. Well, he's about to do a magic trick
he's
right
now.
He's
a magician with that guitar.
Live in the Boys Media Network studios, even though this is iHeart Media and iHeart Radio, but we're still the Boys Media Network right now. Is West Abeladejo with a new-ish, cool-ish song? Employees eat for free. Dope. Love you, West. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Like the man said, this is Employees Eat for Free. This song's about the fast food employment industry. Your fast food employer, do you really need to go through this redundant interview? I've already gone through all the motions, filled out the application to a godforsaken job that I don't even want to do. Plus, I've already shown up, yeah, I'm already here. I dressed a little better than I normally appear. I don't
on all this for you, man. So just give me the job. I always dreamed someday that I would be employee of the year. But I know you're gonna ask me anyway why you should even hire me to work in this place. Don't be surprised if I laugh in your face when I say that I really like your burgers and I really like your fries. And truthfully, I think I'd really like to work with all you guys. I'm an amazing people person, honestly, no lies. Plus minimum wage kinda sound quite nice. With this job in my life, it'll take me where I wanna be. And I won't mess up all the orders like y'all always do to me. I won't steal from the drawers, but I'll still mop up all the floors. I want this job because I love it, and not because I'm poor. Being sarcastic, if you can't tell, it was between this place or Taco Hell. Just need to know if employees eat for free. Hold the pickles, do you want fries with that? Do you like my silly hat? Well, here's your change in your receipt, thank you, and please come back. Do you want fries with that? Do you like my silly hat? Well, here's your change in your receipt, thank you, and please come back. The choices that I've made in my life have left me going home smelling like French fries. I think the drive-thru headset just gave me head lice. I guess I should have taken my parents' advice. Well, hey there, how you doing? Welcome to our fast food chain. For legal situations, I am leaving out the name. My moral obligations seem to slip right out my brain. Led me to fill an application to a job that's pretty lame. Now I'm snacking on the bacon and the milkshake that I'm shaking. It keeps spilling on the floor. Now my burger heart is breaking. Don't even think twice. Stuff my face with French fries. This job has stupid perks. The choices that I've made in my life have left me going home smelling like French fries. I think the drive-thru headset just gave me head lice. I guess I should have taken my parents' advice. But I really like your burgers and I really like your fries. If you can't tell, it was between this place or Taco Hell. Just need to know if employees eat for free.
Thank you, West, for charming our ears. Yeah, we actually didn't know there was that many people back there.
Everybody outside the windows listening.
Yeah, right. It's almost like what's that show? A Good Morning America,
yeah.
Where they have all those people outside. Mm-hmm. So all those people out there,
TLC.
If you're looking at Facebook Live, you can see all the people standing outside the third floor of the iHeartMedia building right now. Where's the boys? That was Wes with Employees Eat for Free, and now we're gonna talk to him a little bit more because people like talking to people when they're on the radio. And West. Another question I have for you, and it's weird because I know a little bit about this from working with you musically, but it's something I think that a lot of people probably who don't, know a lot of people who write songs, they kind of want to know. When coming up with songs, do you have your lyrics already in mind, or do you piece it together kind of piece by piece, like a little bit here, a little bit there, or do you already have like a full kind of thing already planned out?
It's a little bit of all those things. Sometimes it's a melody first before lyrics, and I know what my vocals want to sound like before I have lyrics to put to those vocals, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And sometimes I just stumble upon pretty riffs and stuff like that I'm like, hey, maybe I should write some lyrics to that. So, like I said, it's a little bit of everything. I usually hear all sorts of instruments whenever I am writing a song. I kind of hear what I want the drums and the bass and anything else to do whenever I'm writing the song. Some of them just come from just small phrases. I'll think of what to me is a clever line. and I'll try and just build off of it.
Very nice. So how many of your songs are based off of actual things you've lived through? Like, is Employees Eat Free based off of actual fast food experience, or
it's portions. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have too much fast food employment experience, honestly, but mainly because I would go and try and get jobs at these places and they still wouldn't even hire me. So, but I have worked at a lot of different fast food places, but not as many as the song might suggest. And so it's just a little, it's that song's a little more of a, I guess, a dramatic representation of if I was working at more fast food places and why it's so hard to get into some of these fast food places.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Now, I mean, you're...
anyways.
It sounds a little bit, you know, with that song, there's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder when it comes to some things. But you have a want to succeed, right? That's something that's inside of you. What is it that makes you really want to succeed in music? Is it just a love of the art, or is it a need to perform and a need to actually be out there and doing it physically, or is it actually just a love of the art and being able to create it in general?
It's definitely more about being able to create more than anything. And if I can make it a living or anything like that, then why not? But yeah, it's I've always loved creating. I've been writing comic books since I was a child and stuff like that. I don't write comic books anymore, but I've been writing since I was a little kid, and I'm dyslexic, so like writing does not come easy for me, but it's not stopped me from doing it.
So if you could give any advice to anyone out there who has an idea or goal or a dream or anything like that, what would you say to them?
Oh, God. That's pressure.
Exactly.
All the little people out there listening to West AA right now who have their hopes and dreams riding on everything West is about to say right now. West, give them the best piece of advice you could possibly ever give them right now.
Keep on trucking, fool.
I loved it, actually.
No. As much as I get it, you got to keep on doing what you love to do, even whenever you start doubting yourself, or even more so when other people start doubting you. Mm-hmm. If you believe that this is what you're supposed to do, then you might as well do it, because I guarantee you, you're just going to be unhappy trying something else.
That's beautiful.
No truer words ever.
I don't think ever there have been truer words spoken. West,
why I work in radio.
Yeah, right. Same here. That's why I'm trying to work in radio and do all this other weird stuff that I do. West, it's been awesome having you here as an interviewee and as somebody who we're allowing the DFW area to get to know. It's been really good having you. Has our second guest or first? Because technically our second guest, because we had
second, yeah.
What was Ken?
Ken, yeah.
The Buddhist monk. He used to actually work in radio. Mm-hmm. But
we
West,
didn't know that at the time.
You're our first local artist, and it's really cool having you on, and we hope to have more on. You're not done with us, because we have a lot more fun coming up with you. In fact, the very next segment, we're debuting a brand new The Boys game. Mm-hmm. And if you've been a fan of The Boys for a while, you've heard us play games like this. We played Rapper or Wrestler. Remember that? Fantastic game, Rapper or Wrestler. Well, it's something like that, except it's metal band or bad horror movie. That's right. That game is coming up right here next on the Zaboys Power Hour. I'm Positive C. Jim the Brain Box is here. Wes Eladejo's in studio with us. Will Viler Shotwell's making us sound good. And we have an odd amount of people in here also that are hanging out here and that are weird peanut gallery eyes. And we have to get rid of them if we're going to play this game really the right way, because we have to have all inhibitions out. We have to be naked. But if you want to play, call 214-787-1190 or 817-787-1190. Go to Twitter at Zaboys Media and tweet your naked pictures to us. We want to see Free to Nipple, guys. We'll be back.
go backstage with the DFW local music scene on The Local Lounge, where musicians and talent come in for a behind-the-music experience. Tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 7:30 for The Local Lounge on Talk Radio 1190.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Need the perfect holiday gift for the diehard Cowboys Longhorns fan in your life? Here it is. Fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Identity theft is more than credit fraud. It's when someone opens new accounts, files fake tax returns, or does any number of bad things in your name. LifeLock can help, with proprietary technology that alerts you to a huge range of identity threats. And while no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who work to fix it. Join and get 60 days risk-free plus 15% off. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code SALE15. That's promo code SALE15. Offer ends December 31st.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Pickles.
It's 2 a.m. and your pregnant wife wants, no, needs pickles. So you pick up some green happiness, but hit a parked car. Great, something else to worry about. Luckily, Liberty Mutual Insurance has 24/7 claims assistance, so you can take care of your claim right away. Problem solved. Now, if only you bought the right pickles.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Nearly one in every four kids in North Texas is going hungry today. Good thing we have the North Texas Food Bank. With every dollar donated, they provide three nutritious meals to hungry kids, families, and seniors. Donate today at ntfb.org.
From the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center, I'm Will Shotwell with your Zavoy's Power Hour forecast. Tonight, we're going to have showers late and a low around 47, and tomorrow, cloudy skies and a high around 55. Those of you that are listening, you should go out to the Domus tonight in Deep Ellum with us. We're going to be there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
This is water. Can you feel this, Helen? Yes! Water! Helen, it's water!
Deaf and blind, Helen Keller overcame her world of darkness. Foresight, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Ba-da-da-da-da. It's the one and only Deco Double G.
What?
You know I'm
happy
with the D-R-E.
The ball!
Yes, welcome back, everybody. I am Positive C, Gender Brain Box, Thornquist, Violator, hey. Will Shotwell's here. We are the Zaboys Power Hour. Our special guest has been West AA all night. We've been having a lot of fun
yo
with him.
Yo.
We've heard some really tunes from him. But right now, we're gonna put our hair down and just enjoy the festivities because it is time for a brand new Zaboys game.
Woo!
Yeah. We're excited. We played a game like this before. We did a wrestler or hip-hop artist or rapper,
yeah.
Which we took the names of rappers and wrestlers, and I had the boys try to figure out if which one was which. We're going to do the same thing, except with two different genres that are really closely tied to each other because they're evil, sick, and twisted, and ruled by Satan, and we all love them. Yes, Satan. That's right. Metal band or bad horror movie. That's right. So I need West, I need Will, and I need Jimmy. I need you guys to come up with some buzzers to buzz on in, some one-word buzzers, and I'm gonna name the band or the horror movie, and you're gonna guess whether or not it's a band or horror movie.
Eh?
Yeah. So Will, that's yours. Eh? Right there. Jimmy Brainbox, what's gonna be your buzzer?
Whoop.
Whoop. So yep, you got whoop. An eh and a whoop. What you got there, West?
What's gonna be yours?
I am not playing because I know the answers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So what's your buzzer?
I go.
Okay, that'll work.
Odd sounds today.
That'll do, pig.
Good
that'll
luck
do.
Calling that.
All right, guys.
No. I'm changing it to just blam.
Blam. Okay, blam. Blam. And whoop. All right, so here we go. Let's start out with Hour of the Wolf. Hour of the Wolf. Is that a metal band or a bad horror movie?
Eh?
Will.
It is a bad horror movie.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Anyone want to steal?
Does that mean I lose?
Like West.
You know what? I don't know, but I'm just going to opposite that and say it's a metal band.
Well, it's a good thing that you said that because you lost there, sir. Very Ooh. First try. Wes has -1.
Ouch.
Will Violator Shotwell has 1 point. Now, let me give you a little information. I have information on some of these.
Okay.
On some of these. This is actually a really interesting one. It's a 1968 Swedish horror movie starring the original Nosferatu, Max von Sydow. Yeah, that's right. So
I have no idea who that is.
Nosferatu is the guy who played Dracula back in 1940s.
The original, yes, the original. I think I'm wrong.
Nicely done.
Very wrong.
Tidbits of fact.
Anyway, all right, here we go. Next on the list. I think Max von Sydow is actually in the new Star Wars movie now that I really think that. Totally through.
I thought you said Nosferatu.
I did say Nosferatu. Anyway,
okay, Nosferatu is the original vampire.
Vampire, yes, I know. Anyway, let's go with Flesh Feast. Flesh Feast.
Whoop. Metal band.
Okay, does anyone want to go again?
Blam!
You want to try that again?
It's a movie.
Oh. He is right, yes.
It's a movie?
So Wes is at a perfect zero right now. Yes, it is. That Flesh Feast is a 1970 Canadian film. Yes, I don't have any other information.
70 Canadian film.
The Canadians love their horror movies. All right, guys. Metal band or horror movie? The Nameless One.
Blam. It's a horror movie.
Anyone want to go for the steal?
Eh?
I think it is a horror movie.
I will.
Yeah? Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a metal band.
You want it? It is certainly a metal band. Yes, it is. So you're back down to -1 there, West.
Oh, man.
Will has 2.
You're tied with me.
It is a Mexican black metal band. So go up and look the Nameless One.
That sounds racist.
It does. A Mexican black metal band. That just sounds terrible. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Mexican black metal. Who would have known?
In metal band or bad horror movie, Ladder of Creatures. Ladder of Creatures,
Whoop.
Metal band, or
horror movie.
Okay. Does anyone want to go for the steal, or do you trust?
I'll go for the steal,
He's
too.
Going for the steal. Will's going for the steal. Does he get it? Drop him down to 1 point and give the brain box a point.
Zero.
I want to say that's a horror movie because I want to watch it.
It is Ladder of Creatures.
I'm actually checking that out.
It is a metal band. So.
It's a metal band?
It is a Russian symphonic metal band. So I guarantee.
It'd be great if it were a movie.
I was confused. I thought it was a movie for a second.
A Ladder of Creatures would be a good movie.
No, yeah, that's a movie I want to watch.
I would be one. All right. In the game, in the fabulous game that's sweeping the nation, metal band or horror movie? Dementia 13.
Blam.
Blam, blam, West.
I'm going to say that's a movie.
That's a movie. Does anyone want to try for the steal? No?
I'll try for the steal. Whoop.
Oh. Whoop. You should have not tried for the steal.
Wow.
Their brain box, you're down to -1. West, you have a 0 again. Dementia 13 is an American horror movie directed by Godfather director Francis Ford Coppola.
Really?
Didn't even know it. I just went on a limb.
Great director, but before The Godfather. This was like in 63.
He was still good then.
He was still good. He was young. He was a young
boy. He's not famous.
Meh. Metal band.
West is not impressed with Francis Ford
or
Coppola.
Or horror movie. We're going to go with Factory of Dreams.
Blam, that's a movie.
That's a movie. Does anyone want to try to steal and go for the negative? You guys have been stealing all
Absolutely
over the place.
Absolutely not.
And screwing themselves up. So
I'll steal. I'll steal.
So this might give you
Factory
a point.
Factory of Dreams is a metal band. It's coming back to 0.
It is a metal band!
Yeah, I'm 0 again.
It is an international progressive metal band. So apparently they have a whole bunch of people that are Satanists all together from different countries. Because international metal is all about Satan. All right, so Jimmy, what's your score?
I'm now at 0.
I think, Wes, you have -1, I believe.
I don't know.
Maybe somewhere around there.
I think he hit 0 as well.
0 as well.
Will's
Will
at
has 1. Has won. Okay, let's continue. We got a couple more here. Metal band or horror movie?
Okay. All right.
Entrails of a Virgin.
Eh?
I'm
That's definitely a band.
Okay. I'm going to go Whoop, that's a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a movie as well.
Sorry. Let's go ahead and give you two 1 point. Give Will negative
back
2 points.
Back to zero. Oh.
No, we're going to go negative 2 points because I don't know why, because you guys both did it, so that's 2 points away from him. So Will has negative one. You guys both have one.
I'm really feeling like you're picking out the most obscure movies that like 19-year-olds are making.
Yeah, this was a Japanese film in 1986. So this is before
a 19-year-old Japanese man.
Entrails of a virgin.
Oh,
all right. Let's give ourselves one more, and then we're actually gonna play ourselves out with a little bit of West Side Bodejo. So let's give ourselves one or two more. Okay. Metal band or horror movie, Queen of the Elves Land.
Queen, that better be a movie.
Metal band. The metal band.
Blam, that's a movie.
That is a metal
band. Metal band. Will, what do you think?
I was going with movie.
So we got two movies and one band.
Can we get a drum roll? Queen of the Elves Land.
Queen of the Elves Land.
A French melodic black metal band.
Yeah!
That's right. Of the Elves Land.
Yeah! Metal band, Queens of the Elves Land.
Oh, my God. Okay, so do we want to do one more, or do we want to have Wes play?
Do we want to do one?
If it's a short one, he can play, and we can play it out. We can play out to it.
Okay, yeah. Wes, grab your guitar while we get this one. Okay, so we have one more metal band or horror movie. I'm going to give a good one. I'm going to give a good one. Okay. House of Mortal Sin.
Ooh.
Is that a metal band or a horror movie, Will?
It is a metal band.
It is a metal band. That's a really good metal band name.
I'm going to go with movie.
Okay, we got movie. This is for the win. This is for the win.
Oh, just for the win.
This is for the win.
None
completely.
Of the other points matter.
Yeah, none of the other points freaking matter. West, do you think that House of Mortal Sin is a metal band or a horror movie?
West thinks it's a movie.
It is a 1975 British film, so anybody who guessed movie is right. I'm not sure who did.
West wins.
West wins.
I know I did.
I can't remember what I guessed either.
I can't remember. So that was fun. I love Ta-da! This game. So much fun.
Who's the winner? Nobody cares.
Exactly. It's just fun to bring these things up.
Wes, we've had a lot of fun with you today, so hopefully we'll have a lot of fun with you next time you come in, if you ever come in again, if you're alive at that point in time. So if he's not alive, we will post on @TheBoysMedia on Twitter and send our condolences, or @TheBoys_media on Instagram. We'll post pictures of the funeral. Go to TheBoysMedia.com,
and
you can actually podcast the funeral there at TheBoysMedia.com, or go to Talk Radio 1190 or the iHeartMedia app, and we'll be able to do everything that we've been doing here there. We love hanging out with you tonight, but we're going to end it out with West playing a little bit of music right now. West, play us out there, bubba.
Have a good night, everybody.
I mean, y'all have anything in mind?
Cigarettes. We want some